Glenn. How are we? Hope you are all doing fabulously. Let's be honest, Anna. The title of this podcast is pretty much on par with where me and you are at right now in our lives.
We are like, I feel like I'm a coiled spring that's been let off and is just going round and round and round and round. Busy is not the word, but still on plan.
Oh, that's good to know. Stay on brand, mate. Stay on brand.
No. I'm just thinking. No. Because I was thinking this earlier as I was measuring out my cheese. Busyness doesn't mean I can't do it. It just means I need to prioritise it. Because I was really tempted just to spoon the cheese spread into my mouth. And then I thought, no, you're a food optimizer. Put it on the scales. And then you can weigh it and spoon it in your mouth.
I mean, I feel like that could be a caption right there, couldn't it? I was thinking earlier as I was measuring my cheese, ... Finish that. I bet Holly, who does our Instagram, is going to have some fun with that. We'll let you decide what the end of that sentence is. If you're listening, keep it clean. Wow.
Well, we don't, but we just won't air it.
Yeah. We'll hide that comment, but enjoy it for our own pleasure. We really thought that, actually. Do you know what? Considering where we're both at in our lives, and we just logistically have not managed to get together, have we? To find these times. So we were like, let's just grab a cup of tea and just jump on Zoom and talk about this. Because actually, I think it's really key that people understand that we're not here to be like robots or machines as podcast hosts. No. We are living, breathing, food optimizing under the same circumstances as a lot of people. And we thought this could be a really helpful podcast, perhaps for people who are members, but also not members, to really understand, well, what are the options? And sometimes we all need a reminder, because it's so easy, isn't it, to, you know, when things get hectic or stressful or emotional even, to just say, I can't do this right now, and throw it out of the window. And as someone who's been a yo-yo dieter, I've seen what happens when I do that. I've been on that rodeo many times. Yeah. And we're going through that process, aren't we, at the moment, Anna, where we both have finally reached our target weight. We've maintained this for a decent chunk of time. And this is an example where, for me, if I don't really lean in on all those options available, that I could then come back out that target range and then go back down that slippery slope. So it's a great moment, I think, for both of us to be like, let's put a pin here and say, okay, take a breath. What is it we need to do? I mean, with your consultant hat on, what I mean, not that your member hat is any different, I'm sure, but what is it that you kind of say to a member, you know, be it in one of your groups, when they're asking for that support of where to begin unpacking this kind of moment in their life, in their journey?
What I truly think about is, what can we do, not what we can't do? Because I think when we're stressed and we're busy, we're wanting to shed. So we're saying, right, I can't do this, it's too hard. Well, actually, we all still have to eat. So how can we prioritise ourselves? How can we make space to give ourselves some time? Because actually, what happens when you're busy and you're stressed and you don't prioritise yourself and you're eating, is it then makes you more tired and stressed. So I always look at the simple wins. Where is the place we know we don't have to think about it? So let's look at breakfast and simplify that. Then let's look at how we can really make our evening meal work, so we've got leftovers, so we don't have to think about lunch. Is it simple swaps? Like, one of the biggest game changers for me is online food shopping and having it delivered to the house. Things like Slimming World Kitchen, just ordering that and know it's coming. So the simple things that we can do to take the pressure off, rather than thinking, right, it's got to be all singing, all dancing. This is how I got into pre-chopped vegetables, because actually I wouldn't eat the vegetables if I had to take the time to chop it. So just buying everything pre-packed for me was a game changer when I was busy. That's now just carried on going. So I try and just simplify it, work out what's the biggest, going to have the biggest impact, and then work down. Yeah. But don't try and be perfect either, I think is a really big thing, because perfection is not something that is achievable, you know, consistently, but it's also something that we can use as a real thing to berate ourselves with. Like, I've not been perfect, therefore what's the point? Actually, do you know what? I can take steps towards food optimizing 100%. What do I need to change?
Yeah, you said that, you know, that opening statement about, you know, what can I do? And my consultant Lizzie has this phrase which we always like come back to, is it can be done.
Exactly.
And I think sometimes where we maybe struggle is actually sitting down and really working through the how.
The
And I think that
practicality.
takes practice and confidence. And actually, I think one of the benefits of doing a plan like Slimming World is that you can reach out for people and ask for help or support if that means that you're traveling on the road or you're having to eat out more, or maybe you're working away or something. Reaching out to your group or the online community for ideas or suggestions, or maybe, dare I even say it, looking at low SWIP options if you have to rely on things like some quick grab and go convenience kind of stuff. That is also the
There for you.
flexibility of the plan.
But also understanding your personality type as a slimmer. So for me, knowing that I can run into M&S, grab my free tangerines, a packet of chicken, some low SWIP sushi and a Diet Coke, that protects me from driving into McDonald's. So knowing how you're liable to behave, for me, I know what has to happen for me is I just have to shed. So I have to make it simple. So actually, breakfast is going to be one of two things. It's going to be overnight oats or it's going to be baked oats because that's just simple. Lunch is going to be some leftovers because that's simple. So actually, all I've really got to put my attention to is my dinner, actually, and how can I make that work so it's not difficult for me? Is it, one of my favorite places? When the people in Iceland know you by name, you've been in there a lot. But actually, for me, having the curries, the potato dauphinoise is sensational. Having that in the freezer, so actually, all I've got to think about is, putting that in the oven and, cooking the chicken or whatever it is, then takes the stress out of it. So knowing what's around you. For me, one of my absolute favorite places is Subway Jacket Potatoes because I'm just an obsessive. Actually, that's a safe space. I can go in there and I can protect myself, but actually knowing I've got to eat things I enjoy, but that I can do quickly and not just press that I can't be bothered button. But lean into what's around you. So lean into the support, the features. Also on our YouTube channel, I don't know if you know, but there's all the recipes that are there that are cooked and it shows you how to do it. So if you need a bit of learning or some inspiration, that can be a great place to go to as well.
Yeah, that, I think that idea of asking for help, whether it could be a
100%.
friend or a partner or a family member that could maybe support you.
And also saying, look, do you know what? Actually, tonight's really busy for me. Could you deal with dinner? Actually, do you know what? I'm really struggling with this. Could you help me prep this? Or could we do some batch cooking? Or could you bung the slow cooker on? Or do you know what? Saying to your partner, actually, when I'm tired and stressed and you go, shall we get a takeaway? Actually, could you support me by saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to make an omelette. Like getting them to understand how you're going to behave as well. So you've got that support system is really important. And talking to your slim buddies. So is it the community? Is it in group? Because what I see in groups is that there's always someone who's experienced something very similar, if not the same, someone who's ahead of you. So can go, do you know what? This really worked for me. So for example, we were talking about busyness in group last week, and we found out about these pouches of lentils and these ready-made noodles and stuff that were really low SWIP that actually someone could get in for their drawer in the office that stopped them going to the vending machine. They wouldn't have known that if they weren't in group. So utilizing the power of the knowledge of a collective, I think, is really key.
I also wonder whether there's something like, obviously that's like more like the practical side of things. But I also think there's like this element about the language that we use when things get busy. So, whether people lean on that I'm off plan or on plan or I'm being good or I'm being bad. And I think that for me is where it gets a little bit murky. I think where I'm
Definitely.
like, is this a diet or is this a lifestyle? Do you know what I mean? The off on, good, bad.
So for me, I'm never off plan. There are, there is 100% on plan, and then there's when I really need to go and fix it up a little bit. But that stepping on and off, I think psychologically can be quite dangerous. For me personally, as a slimmer, and that good and bad, like I'm really trying to normalize food as fuel. Actually, yeah, there is chocolate in my life, and there is crisps. Are they as nutritionally beneficial as carrots or some, jacket potatoes? But by labeling yourself with kind of these negative words, perhaps that might subconsciously sabotage you. So actually, I've been bad, so I now need to be good. But actually, because I'm not ready to be good, I'm just going to order a pizza. So catching yourself with that self-tape of I'm busy, therefore I can't, you know, there's this going on, I can't. Well, actually, you've got X, Y, and Z on. What can you do? How can we shine a light on the things that are easy to do? What's going to make it simpler for you? And know yourself. Like I know, if I've had a busy day, I'm tired, Daisy's not doing great, I'm not going to want to cook. So actually, putting something in the microwave, like one of the lunch pots for 8 minutes, is going to really help me. Getting some quick cook pasta that takes 5 minutes is going to be something I can manage, rather than saying, right, I've got to cook an absolutely beautiful meal from scratch that's going to take 1 hour and 20 minutes. Get
It's not
lost.
realistic. Yeah.
It's not.
I
No,
think
it's
that,
not.
well, it's interesting you say about understanding yourself as a slimmer. I think the thing that has really been different for me about, this slimming world journey and also slimming world in general as a plan, is that idea about learning about what your self-sabotage areas are, your danger zones, your trigger foods. Like I know when things get busy or I'm tired, that I'm less likely to make better choices. So I'm almost, in order for me to kind of learn myself, like to maintain this target weight, I have to get on top of that early. You know, it might be that I know that next week is going to be really crazy. I'm not going to get a chance to get down and do the big shop. But with 4 days' notice, I could plan that a Slimming kitchen box arrives on my doorstep. For you could obviously order in like an Iceland meal to be delivered to your door. So I think that idea about actually understanding what it is that your triggers are allow you to just put a bit more of a personalized plan in place. And that for me is that if you get a chance to do that when you're not busy and you lean on in on those tools. So actually, if at the moment you're listening, you're like, do you know what, things are all right, but this is an opportunity where maybe I could go and do a little bit of Slimming school. You can go and lean in on those aspects of the quizzes, the articles, the tools that Slimming World offers members, so that you get that. Because I think that idea that, you know what, if someone gives us a food plan and we just stick to that food and we eat it, you're going to lose weight. But then when these little hurdles and things come in, these challenges step up, have you honestly got the resilience to know yourself of how you need to handle that or approach it in a way that works for you and your people and your lifestyle and your work and your home and your local supermarket area and what options you have in terms of, the delivery stuff? I think that is what makes it like a
100%.
long-term strategy for weight loss.
I'll never forget, I had a trainer at Slimworld who said to me, when emotion's high, thinking is low. So actually, take the thinking out when you know emotion is high, plan for it, know it, and then you will thank yourself. So it's understanding, you know, if you don't get the big shop in, it might lead you to order a takeaway. So actually, how can I do something that's going to protect me from that Slimworld kitchen? Whatever it is, it's understanding you.
I've just got to go get my door.
Oh,
Hang on. But I
is
don't know
it
what it
Slimworld
is.
kitchen?
Wait a second, wait a second.
I don't know if this is real or not, guys. I don't know if she's going to even keep this in. Do you think this is real? Can you imagine if it's like a Slimming World kitchen that arrives? Like, and she doesn't know. I hope she keeps this in. Right, there's a lot of thank yous. Oh, what's going on? She's coming back. She's going to get a door. What could be going on now? What's
Oh
going on?
yeah.
Right, I said I kept talking because I was like, imagine if it's a Slimming World
I can't hear a
kitchen.
word you're saying, but
She can't hear what
I'm
I'm
so
saying,
drunk and the
but
headphones
she
are
hasn't got her headphones on.
I think what it is
Slimming World kitchen.
it's not a simple kitchen.
Oh, I just kept recording in case.
No, it's not. I've signed up for this monthly gardening subscription where
Oh,
I'm
okay.
growing all my own veg.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is not what you do when you're busy, I'll be honest. This is going to
N
get put on the
no.
shelf for 2 weeks,
Well,
but
this is what I was thinking. This is what I was thinking. It's Slimming World Kitchen.
do you know what I'm hoping, right? Is when I'm busy in summer, I can, instead of going to like the local supermarket, I can just go to my back garden and pick a tomato, a bit of
Oh.
spinach, and make my own little salad.
Oh, that would be the best salad you've ever eaten.
But so far, my orange peppers, my cucumelons, my honeycomb tomatoes, my rosemary, basil, What else have I got going on? Strawberries, raspberries, blueberries. I'm like going for it. I've been gardening over winter so that hopefully I can have a like, you can pop around mine, Anna, and I'll pop some freshly cut raspberries into a nice cold drink for you.
My good, how different we are. Pop round to mine. I'll get you some out that I bought in Tesco's.
So anyway, sorry about that, but
Actually, it wasn't Slimming World Kitchen,
I
so
mean,
we'll
the
see how
last
that goes.
time we had an interruption of a door going off
Dude,
was Margaret.
God bless her. Yeah, but do you know, I often think, what would Margaret say in this situation? And she's like, get to know yourself and get a plan for it. Don't be
Yeah.
surprised, get fascinated. And that's a really important way of thinking, isn't it? You know, one of the also the books that I use, I don't know if you've used it much, is the 15 Minute Heroes book, because everything in that
Right.
book, oh my
This is a new
gosh.
one, right? And it's now on
Fairly new,
sale.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's fairly new, and it is brilliant because everything can be made or constructed in 15 minutes. There are some incredible things. There are like omelets on steads. There is, oh, take one of my favorites is there's a steak carbonara in it, like a hoisin pork omelet, a curry in a hurry, like really easy things. 15 minutes, because we were both takeaway girls, and I often think what used to happen to me with a takeaway, it was the pressure being shedded just by ordering it. I would then wait an hour for said takeaway, whereas actually, if I can cook something in the time it takes me to have a shower and come back downstairs, the takeaway's still not arrived. Do you know what I mean? And I've saved myself an utter fortune and food optimized. So I would really recommend that book because there's even things like sandwiches in it, things that you can just really easily construct that will keep you really safe at times of stress.
So if you're a member, then you can order that from your consultant, and then
Yeah.
online you can
You can
buy
order it in the
it.
shop. Yeah. So,
Right.
your consultant might have a copy in, or they can get you one ordered. But it's such a brilliant book because it shows you the possibilities in what can be done in 15 short minutes. And actually, you can make the most delicious meals. And imagine you made a 15 minute hero, and then you've literally done your dinner and your lunch for the next day. And while that was cooking, you could be prepping your breakfast, and then you don't have to think about it. Really, really, really good. Also, something that really helps me is in times when it's not that busy, batch cook, literally, so that you've got things in the freezer. You know, like I've got enough spag bol to feed the street. Is there things that you can do? Like I batch cook jacket potatoes, so there's eight of them just frozen, so I can put them in the air fryer and crisp them up. So almost thinking when you have got a window and you know there's a stressful time, you thought yourself ahead, because surprise is the worst thing for people trying to lose weight. Because what we then do is old neural pathways, old habits go, hi, I'm here. Just get yourself to Domino's. They'll sort you right out. And actually, it's not what you want to do.
I'm thinking back to a couple of weeks ago when we had Ray on the podcast.
Oh my God,
Let me just
amazing
remember what
man.
the title of that podcast was, because too many. Planning for Life, right? And Ray talks about having this spreadsheet where he planned everything out over the course
Yeah.
of the month. But and I was thinking back, right, a couple of years ago. What I ended up doing was I had like four or five different type of weekly menus,
I
and then I
remember.
had the shopping list
Yeah,
attached
for
to that
them.
plan so that
Yeah.
I could literally just whip out that shopping list, check what I had in, go and get what wasn't in, and then go. And I know obviously like with things like Cinema Magazine, they've
Oh,
got these QR codes and
stunning.
shopping lists and all of this kind of stuff. So it's I think that using the technology, I think, to help you in
Definitely.
that way, that maybe for you it's when things are a little bit quieter, maybe getting a plan together of what are the seven days of really quick and easy meals. Here's the meal plans, here's the shopping list, and then you can just whip that out ready to go whenever you
Exactly.
need to. And also I think when you've got a few different menus, you have a bit of variety, don't you? And you can slot new things in, but you have those maybe seven or
Staples.
eight meals that you just really know, right? This is what it looks like for me. This is maybe three or four different types of breakfast over the course of the week. And you've got that stuff in.
Yeah, and I've got loads of members in my groups who will do like batch their breakfast. So they'll make overnight oats for 4 days, or they'll make something like, you know, boiled eggs so they've got them in the fridge. Things that they can grab that morning when they just know they're not going to be faffed. It's there, done for it. And there's such a smug feeling when you open your fridge and like, yep, it's done. All I've got to do is eat it now. So, you know, knowing knowing what you need, so personalizing it to you, because actually, if you know that Wednesday night's a really tricky night, take that stress out of it. Know that you've got your, I don't know, curry ready done, and you've got your, like for me, I buy frozen rice now. Like literally, when I'm in Iceland by my Iceland range, I'll get the frozen rice, so we don't even have to think about cooking the blinking rice. Like some people may say, you know, that's extreme, but actually, it's protecting me from going down an old lane that is a dead end. It doesn't have weight loss at the end of it. It has a big fat stop. What are you doing here?
The conversation we had with Yvonne a couple of weeks ago, what I think was like the takeaway for me when Yvonne talked about how there was that time or where she would go out and she'd have that meal or maybe have something that was a bit higher in SWIPs than perhaps she'd originally planned for, that she didn't really dwell on that. She didn't kind of get throw the whole vase of flowers out the window like people have talked about. She just got back on track the next opportunity that she could. And I think that's interesting in that you can just draw that line. At what point is it that you need to draw this line and say, enough, right? I'm getting back on this. Because I've definitely been in that circumstance where things got busy. I was then so like far away from where I was really wanting to be with food optimizing. I stopped going to group or I stopped staying to group. Then I stopped going to group because I'm not seeing the results I want. And then I blink and 3, 4, 5 months have gone and I've, put on a stone. And I've been in that journey so many times, maybe more than a stone sometimes. And it's like, okay, what point am I ready to draw the line here and do this in a different way? How much
Totally.
do I want to learn how to do this in a different way? Because if we're likely to get to, oh, look at Yvonne, like 10 years as a diamond member of maintaining a target weight loss of 8.5 stone.
It's
Like,
incredible.
you've got to have to have made some changes to kind of stay at that level. And for me, I think one of the reasons I wasn't, I don't know, able to really find that groove with Target was that I wasn't really willing to make those changes on a long-term basis. And I needed to do a little bit more detective work. And now, I think the journey that I'm going through now, I'm just coming up to 6 months at maintaining my target weight, and I've pretty much stayed within a 2 pound
Well
bubble,
done.
over Christmas and New Year. And I honestly think that like, I first hit my target in May 2021, and I kind of went up and down and around, and then I hit target again last year in May, and then I kind of came straight out of that target range. And I think now, I think I've done the work to kind of understand what target looks like for me, in that making sure I've just got a bit more flexibility. And I think the idea about just come back when you can, the biggest thing for me is not eating out as much, I would say. And when I do eat out, I really think about ahead what it is that I want that to look like. I realized actually that a lot of time I was eating out because I was almost just being lazy. Like it was
Yeah.
just
Oh, I can
easier.
totally relate to that.
And then I got really skint and I was like, I can't actually afford to eat out, but actually the quality of food that I can make when I get home, a
Rubbish.
simple swap that I did. And it's funny because on a busy weekend, I would normally have just done this without even really thinking about it, but this shows how I've changed. So last Saturday, I did parkrun. I walked it actually. I just power walked it at the back on my own. I was totally fine talking to the geese, listen to the birds,
These are the
whatever.
geeks. I was like, is
I
that
mean, they're my people, what can I say?
where they hang?
And then
Exactly.
we finished, and we used to go in the habit on Saturdays of going straight to a cafe, and we'd have brunch, we'd have coffees, maybe a couple of coffees. And I know if I mean I kind of conservatively estimated that to be about 15 swips. Well, I instead this week I was like, I don't really need to do that. I'm at the top of my target range and I kind of want to come back down a little bit. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to make myself my own
Yes,
food optimized breakfast. And we
brilliant.
did it and we had things like potato waffles and we'd add
Oh,
hash browns and
oh,
I leaned in on using my avocado for my healthy fats choice.
oh,
And I had the
delicious.
beans and I had the mushrooms and the tomatoes and they weren't caked in oil and they
Save
could be
yourself 30
cast.
quid. Yeah,
Right, and we worked out, yeah, that we'd saved £33.50 for
mad,
both
isn't
of us
it?
doing that at home. And for me, it only cost me, I need to check what it was, but it was around 6 or 7 swips. And I was like, these are the changes that I need to be willing to make in order for me to kind of work out how to stick with this so that when I'm emotional or when I'm busy, I just know what my other options are.
Yeah, it's that inevitability that we have within us that, oh, it's stressful, inevitably, I can't do it. Well, actually, you can. It's going to be different, and I've got to think more and I've got to plan more. But actually, that's changing behaviour, which allows you to lose weight, and more importantly, or just as importantly, I should say, stay at your target range, doesn't it? So, well done on having that courage to think outside of what you need to do, because sometimes it can be very easy to say, but I like going for brunch and I like having the coffee and it's a really nice thing to do. Well, actually, it is a really nice thing to do, but having this wonderful, healthy, slim body that I've worked so blinking hard to get and keeping it there and actually being able to afford to eat is a much nicer thing, isn't it? So well
Yeah,
done.
looking at flexibility. I mean, like losing 5 stone and keeping it off, it's by far the hardest thing I've done.
Ever,
And
yeah.
I just got to that point so many times when things got busy or tough, I checked out. And this time, I don't want to check out on myself. I just don't want to do it anymore. And so when things get busy, I'm going to find a different way.
I think that's just an amazing thing to hear, because it is just doing things differently, and the payoff will be so huge, won't it?
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I watched a TV show and it was all about like when we show up for ourselves, we also show up for others. And how often do we not really show up for ourselves or take care of ourselves or put ourselves first? And you were talking there about seeing food as fuel, or for me, it's even like nourishment and that nutritional benefit that food gives us to make sure that our immune system is strong, that our hearts are healthier, that we're more resistant to coughs and colds, and we're just better able to move with ease and sleep better and all of this stuff. And you just think, okay, if this means that I need to take 20 minutes less time watching telly or being on my phone to put together a plan this week, am I worth it? Yes, you are.
But it's where you're pro so I think I said this a few months ago, but my husband, I was talking about going to the gym. I said, oh, don't have time. So can I ask you what happens in the bath? Personal question, love. And I was like, TikTok in the bath. I was like, I don't know what you mean. He's like, well, you prioritize your relaxation as scrolling on TikTok in the bath, right? You prioritize that time. What's that, half an hour, 40 minutes, an hour? Because you want to do that, but you're not prioritizing the time to go to the gym because it's not something you actually want to do. So understanding that prioritizing half an hour to get to the gym is going to mean that you don't need to sit in the bath for an hour scrolling TikTok, because actually you've done something that's better for your mental health. You'll then eat better and you won't need to go and break down that stress in that way. So I kicked him in the shins, got very angry with him, and said, you're right. Because actually, what it was understanding my priorities needed to change to free up time to be able to go to the gym, to be able to cook myself some decent food, because I show up better as a mum, a wife, a friend, a consultant if I'm happy and I'm well nourished and being at the weight I want to be. I'm an all round nicer person to be around.
Oof.
I love the silence. She just looks at me like, yeah, I didn't want to say love, but yes. Good job we're on Zoom. But it's true, isn't it? It's true about where we see our priorities. And you and I have had exhausting careers and exhausting lives where we have literally gone a million miles an hour and we've neglected ourselves. We've not eaten well.
Yeah.
We've not moved. And actually, the result of that was our mental health being so badly impacted, our bodies being affected because we were really overweight and not looking after ourselves, that actually it's a non-negotiable now that I'm going to eat well because I deserve that. My body deserves that. And the work that I have put in to get to this point, to have this body, I deserve to spend time looking after it.
Hear, hear. That is
Hear, hear.
exactly
It's
it.
true though, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I couldn't put that better myself.
There you go. You heard it here. Did you hear what she just said to me? There you go. It's true.
Well, I mean, I hope that, if people are listening and things are pretty busy, maybe there's that feeling of spiraling. Maybe this is just the wake-up call that you need to hear. And just to know that there are options and that there is a support group and consultant and online community out there to help you navigate this. You don't need to work out all these answers yourself. You don't need to do this on your own. That is what your membership really gives you, in that help, that support, that guidance, that someone helping hold your hand along the way and motivate you, your own team of cheerleaders. And that's what helped me crack it, because trying to work this out and struggle in my own mind on my own was not the answer whatsoever. So actually, one of the things you were saying there about priority, well, I've been looking at my screen time on my phone
Oh,
recently, right?
so scary.
And I mean, on average, I think I was getting nearly 4 hours a day screen time, and I use it for work as well, I'll be
Yeah,
honest. It's
me
not,
too.
but I use that as an excuse, I would also say. I'm just doing some research. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're just scrolling, doing comparisonitis on
Yeah.
Instagram. Step off, mate. Anyway, I made a decision to really limit the amount of time I have on my phone. I'm trying 30 minutes a day.
Oh my gosh.
And what it's actually done is it's made me, when I pick up my phone, I really have to be focused on what I've
Yeah.
picked it up for, who I'm
Yes.
responding to, and then check out. I'm doing a lot more voice notes because it's quicker than typing.
Yeah, I noticed that.
But the other thing is that from 7 o'clock, me and Matt, we leave our phone downstairs plugged
Love
in,
that.
and we have no phones in the evening.
Brilliant.
And the difference in terms of
We
the
talk to each other.
mental capacity that I have to be able to cope with life, a reduction in anxiety. This year, if I'm honest, I've really struggled with stuff like panic attacks. And a lot of it is just because I've been stuck in this habit of being on that cycle of comparisonitis and, just really just stuck in that doom scrolling kind of mode. And I really had to like just pull away from that. And it's amazing how much more time that gives me. The meals that we are trying, new recipes, and the time that we're kind of working together to create new meal plans and stuff like that, it's
Being with
so
each
much
other.
more joy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, when life gets busy, maybe put your phone away. It's the answer that I got to for
So,
me.
well, I got it last week with all three of us. We're all in the same room. Daisy's on her iPad. I'm on my phone working. Phil's Googling something. And I just thought, we're all sat in the same room. The TV's on and we're not communicating with each other. Put the phones and the devices away and let's go for a blinking walk. And
Yeah.
we've lost that, haven't we? And actually, it's that going back to that prioritizing. My hour in the bath on TikTok, I had suddenly got into this habit. I needed to break it, actually. And it's really liberating when you do it. So put your phone down once you've listened to the podcast, though. Please don't put your phone down now if you're listening on your phone. Don't be like Claire told me. No, get to the end of the episode, please, if you wouldn't mind. That's right.
Yeah. Well, what you can do on your phone, actually, you can choose which apps you can
It still
put
work, can't you?
restrictions on. So
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I do that, and that's really made me think about, but which apps are actually helping me, and which apps are actually really not. They're a bit of a trigger. It's a
Yeah.
bit like trigger foods, isn't it? So having that kind of
100%.
balance, really. Do you know what is really helpful is if I have access any point, any time in the day to Headspace to do a meditation.
Yeah,
That's
I go to
helpful.
calm, yeah.
So,
Yeah.
it's knowing yourself and knowing those options. So I feel
Yeah.
like we've kind of tapped on psychology, mobile phone use,
Yeah,
support,
marriage, yeah.
recipe books, food, small kitchen, Iceland range. I mean, I feel like we've done a lot of tick lists here.
100%. But do you know, take the fact that together, experience-wise with food optimizing, I'm 27 years. How many are you?
2012, I joined Slimming World.
So that's what, 30, 14 years? No, 14
Yeah,
years plus
nearly.
20. That's a lot of years. Like, you know, we're in our mid-40s as slimmers. Like, actually, we've made the mistakes. You don't need to. Just
Yeah.
learn from us.
Exactly. Right, next week we're opening up the archive vault, aren't we?
We
And
are.
we are doing a really special members episode, where we're going to go back and listen to some amazing footage of Margaret Miles Bramwell, talking about letting go of guilt. And maybe that's a
Strong.
topic that you'd like to explore. And guilt is a sneaky little emotion, isn't it? It creeps in these little kind of, unhelpful habits in ways that we don't even often realize consciously.
Totally.
And so we've got a copy of Margaret talking through this video, and members can access this at any point, by the way. But we're going to just listen back to it and just talk through it and break it down and just really digest that and see if there are any takeaways for that kind of more mindset focus of how we approach the food optimizing plan. Because we're here for the brains as well as the food on the plate, right?
And the beauty, sorry. I thought you were talking about. I
You
thought
are,
that was
yeah.
me. Yeah, totally.
I've not even brushed my hair today, so.
I mean, do you know what? If I hadn't brushed my hair, I'd be arrested. Look how nice you look without brushing your hair. Jeez. This has
Yeah.
taken 7 hours in the makeup chair to get to.
Well, mate, what I did do is I planned my food for the day,
Did
so.
you? My food shop came last night, you see.
Well, so
So,
that
yeah.
basically what you should have done is not brush your hair and sort your food out, is
No,
that?
my food's done. It was done
Right.
last night. I'm all planned and prepped.
Well, I'm off to brush my hair.
Okay, I'm off to eat.
Let us know what are your go-to things that you do when life is busy. Have any of you who said that you were going to try a spreadsheet after being inspired by Ray the other week? Did you go? Did you do it? Do you want to send us a photo of your
Love a
spreadsheet?
good
You can
spreadsheet.
email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com or drop us a DM on Insta at slimmingworldpodcast. We just like to be nosy, to be honest. Always looking for tips, advice, and just ways that we're all working through this journey in our own way, carrying on, ticking on, finding the joy, trying to think of a positive way to end the episode as the credits roll. I'm going to throw to Anna because Anna always has a positive way of ending the pod. I can't even say the word podcast, mate. Podcast. I'm over now, aren't I?
Do you know what I'd say? Just know you're worth it. Know you're worth that effort.
Other brands are available.
No, but know you are worth putting that time and effort into. Your body, your mind, and your soul are worth that time.
And with that, see you in a bit.
Bye for now.